Welcome to Talking Hoosier Baseball for Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. I'm Carl James. We have interviews post-game from the home opener in which Indiana defeated Miami 15-2. Post-games from Coach Jeff Mercer, from freshman pitcher Luke Hayden, and from freshman first baseman and catcher Brock Tibbetts.
Pretty really competitive environment. He's got, you know, blow up guys blowing around. He's got music going. He'll make him change the ball out. He'll make them, you know, practice picks in between their pins or two pitches in their pins. So trying to create as realistic of an environment as you can, but obviously the you can't replicate it completely, especially when you're doing it indoors, which obviously we do, which is fine. But getting out in the moment, in the experience of that is the best way to do that. And the more you play, the better you get. Although you don't want to have too many guys in scoring position during the game, but it is the best way to practice it.
Coach, almost 2,000 people showed up today for the first game of the season here at home. Obviously, what does it mean to you guys to get that win and to show out for the crowd?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised just with it being a 4 o'clock start, but you never know weather this time of the year. But it's a terrific fan base, and we're incredibly proud to be able to represent the state of Indiana. And it's something that we've talked about a lot with the players, about understanding how much people care about baseball here, how much people care about this university and going out and representing this program the right way, the way they deserve to be represented. So we're very, very appreciative of the folks coming out tonight. And I'm glad that we were able to play well in front of them and give them something to be excited about. I know the boys certainly were excited.
Do you expect the home runs to be a big part of the team's offensive identity going forward?
Sometimes those things happen. I mean, we do try really hard to recruit physical kids that have the strength that can be part of the game. It obviously is a quick track offense when that can be a part of it. So it's not plan A. It's actually something that we really never talk about. And more honestly, we try to hit, I always tell guys when we do our training, it's like try to hit the top bar of the L screen. Now, we do a ton of training to where we try to get them to move right, so that if they move right and attack the middle of the field at the top bar of the L screen consistently, that they're physical enough that those things can become a byproduct of it. It's not something that we talk about, but it is something that is nice of an offense to be able to do that in a hurry like that at times.
One thing you've improved on this season over in general is hitting, making contact with a runner on third in less than two outs.
Yeah. We made a concerted effort going into this fall to really increase the difficulty of our training environment. So a lot more hard breaking balls, the spin ball, something that we do a ton of, and really take the kind of the kitty gloves off when it comes to going to work in those environments, because that is where the games are won and lost. They're won and lost with contact in terms of scoring position. And something the guys have done a really good job of carrying into the game. It's something that's going to be critical for us as we move forward. But we don't talk about it a ton specifically. We do have our approach that we'll run in that situation, and we hold them very accountable to that. So we want to get the first pitch up and over the middle that we can handle. We want to go on. We don't want to be over-selective and get the job done early in the count, give us room for error. But I would credit a lot of that to just a really, really difficult training environment, high velocity, a lot of breaking balls, and force them to see pitches and see spin and make good decisions.
Coach, what do you think of some of your young pitchers working out of jams today? It looked like they struggled a little bit, but when they were runners on base, they got double play strikeouts when they needed them.
Yeah, they did a really good job. Luke and Crafty and Holderfield are going to be terrific. And they're going to be big parts of this season for us, and obviously huge parts of the future. And we got to keep getting them out there. Got to keep getting them out there because you do have traffic. When you play at a high level, there's going to be traffic. And so how do you compose yourself? How do you manage your emotions? And how do you go execute pitches when you need to? And we do have a good defense. We've played really good defense throughout the course of the year, and it's something that we have to rely on. We have to rely on the ability to not just strike guys out, but guys are going to put balls in play, and then to make plays behind them. I think a lot has to do with confidence to execute those pitches. So it was critical for them to get in those moments, to manage those moments, and then to get out of them. Now, if we could not walk the leadoff guy of the inning, That would be beautiful as well. But that's step two, right? The big thing is, can you manage it when you get into trouble? Because trouble happens. It's part of life.
Can you just expand on Luke a little bit more? Just what you'd like from him being, you know, being a freshman and getting a start today?
Yeah, you know, it was a big deal for Luke. Luke's a local kid, right? This is a big deal for him. First start, family's in town. Obviously, there's a bunch of people in the stand. Luke really cares about Indiana and representing Indiana. And we're very, you know, proud that he's a Hoosier. And so his ability to go out and execute pitches was terrific. Now, he has to settle in, and hold your composure. But Luke has elite stuff, right? You know, mid-90s fastball, 2+ breaking balls, elite competitiveness, quick to the plate, all those kind of things. You know, Luke's got to get better at managing runners, holding runners second base, communicating with the middle infield. But all those are things that get cleaned up the more you pitch and the more you play. And Luke is a terrific player and going to be great for us.
Coach, how important is it mentally for your team to come away from your home opener with a win?
Yeah, I think all wins are a big deal. Obviously, in this environment, was a big deal for us. We've played, you know, maybe the most difficult schedule in the country coming into today. So, you know, going and doing that and competing at a high level and then being able to come out at home opener in front of a bunch of people that love your program and to be able to play well is a big deal, right? They've earned the right to play well, right? And so when you do that and you go out and actually see all that work come to fruition, it was very, very gratifying. And I was just really excited for them and very proud of them.
Coach, what are you hoping will carry over into this weekend's set with Missouri State?
All the fundamental pieces that we really train and work on, right? The ability to hit a fastball, the ability to force a guy to the strike zone, to throw fastballs that guys miss, and to play really good defense. Those are the things that show up every single day, right? The elements can change. It can rain. Wind can blow in or out. But if those things show up, you always have a chance to compete at a high level. And those are things you want to see carry over. But you also want to see the confidence that guys were able to build throughout the course of the last couple of weeks, and then today, obviously, to see some of that kind of breakthrough for them. You want those guys to go out and compete confidently and carry that forward into the next weekend and into the rest of the season.
We got time for two more.
Coach, you guys went 9-for-18, I think, with runners on and 5-for-10 with runners in scoring position on Sunday against Stanford. You guys strand runners on first and second 4 times. Is there just a different mentality that you told the guys today?
No. you know, Stanford did a great job. They're maybe the best team in the country, certainly one of the top two or three, and their defense was outstanding. They did a great job of shifting and then pitching into the shift. So if you look at some of those situations, we did hit some balls hard. Just at guys, they did they're that team for a reason, right? And they don't give up runs. They give it one run over the course of the weekend. So when they get in those situations, they get in those moments, they put on great shifts, they execute pitches, and you got to hit through it. And sometimes that's hard. And you look at, for us, the job for us now is to improve enough over the course of the year that when you play a team of that caliber, that you're able to go out and then finish some of those innings. But you're right. We had those, especially second, third, and fourth inning, we had opportunities to push runs across, and we didn't. And you live and learn and do a better job. But guys did a good job of executing to get in those situations, not to execute, to finish it, and did a better job today of executing to finish those moments.
Coach,
do you think the Hoosiers at large are excited to sort of entertain the baseball masses as MLB is sort of getting pushed back into the season? Do the college players sense any excitement about that?
Well, I don't know if it's a topic that we've discussed as much, but you definitely can feel, you can sense the excitement about college baseball in general. And really, every year, even from when I was playing, which wasn't that long ago, the last 5 or 10 years, college baseball has really exploded in popularity. And I think there's multiple reasons. You know, you look at the level of competition, college baseball has improved transcendently over the last 5 or 10 years. The caliber of players, the caliber of the game, everybody has turf fields now. So you're able to really go out and compete at a high level. That's an exciting brand of baseball, and that's a lot of fun. And, you know, if Major League Baseball is not going to get it together, then I guess college baseball can kind of help fill that void for a little bit. And that's a great thing for everybody in our sport, too.
Freshman pitcher Luke Hayden had the opening for the Hoosiers on the mound.
I grew up 5 minutes down the road. Obviously, I've been out the last couple of weeks, but getting my first start here in Bloomington was awesome. Just there's so many fans and family and friends. It was awesome.
looked like you were struggling with your off-speed a little bit out of the gate, and then your pitching coach came out, had a meeting with you, and you had 6 strikes and 7 pitches in the second inning. What did he tell you, and how were you able to kind of bounce back?
Yeah, I was definitely struggling with my slider a lot. I didn't have much of a feel for it today, but when he came out there, we talked about just our visual with it, where I was starting it at, how it was breaking. I was starting it like right down the middle, and it was breaking out of the zone every single time. So we had LS set up a little in, so I aimed there, and it was staying in the zone a little bit longer. But yeah, we talked about visuals. But yeah, I was struggling with the slider a little bit.
What was it like for the lead up for your start with your family, with you personally? Like, what was the feelings going into the start?
I had a lot of people reach out. I think I saw on Twitter last night that I was getting the start, asking what time the game was, how long I was going to go. But like I said, being from Bloomington and getting my first start in Bloomington in front of these fans, I mean, that was awesome, especially for a 4 o'clock game. I mean, it was packed. It was awesome. Just everyone's reaching out, congratulating me, whatever. But yeah, it was awesome.
Total attendance, 1984, an opening day record. Kind of, what does that mean to you, given the fact that you're from here?
It's awesome. I mean, no one's been to a game in, 2 years?
Yeah.
So I think everyone's so excited to get here. Especially at a 4 o'clock game, you know, people work till 5, whatever. So getting all those fans, that was awesome.
How does your mindset change once you, as a pitcher, once you have runners on base?
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, Glenn preaches, you know, attack, attack, attack. I trust the guys behind me. I put my trust in them, you know, throw strikes, try to. But I mean, I wouldn't say my mindset really changes all that much. You get one out, you're one out away from any of the inning, which is what I did the first inning. But I wouldn't say my mindset really changed all that much.
We can see you a little bit in a relief against Clemson, and we see you a little bit more today as a starter. Can you just talk about, you know, starting versus being a relief pitcher, and do you think that being a starter is something that is an option for you down the road?
Yeah, so being a relief pitcher is obviously so much different from what I did today. I think at Clemson, it was the 10th inning, and I had about 4 or 5 minutes to get ready after sitting the whole 10 innings. So today I was here at noon or 12:30, played at 4, so I got a long toss, got to stretch, got to do all that kind of stuff, eat. And I knew the innings I was going, it wasn't like it may go in here, may go in there. It's just so you can be so consistent with your schedule if you're a starter. And yeah, I do think down the road, at least my goal is to be a starter down the road.
Got time for two more.
Luke, how does it feel to see not only yourself but the entire staff back you up with the 5 pitchers all kind of pushing their own weight on and on today?
It was awesome. I mean, that's what Glenn preaches. You know, one guy goes in, the other guy's come out and does his job. And I think we'll be a lot 4 hits all game. Mm-hmm. There's such an improvement from, you know, the past 2 weekends. We're just going right at guys with our stuff, and they're not going to hit it. Like, they didn't hit tonight. They didn't hit the ball. So it's definitely encouraging knowing that, you know, my guys behind me are going to come back me up.
Was that the plan going into this game, attack after the Clemson and after Texas?
Yeah, for sure. It was don't get behind guys, go right at them, let them hit you. And we did, and that's why we got 4 hits on the night. And limit the walks, and that's what they did.
Freshman Brock Tippett hit 2 home runs to different parts of the field, one being an absolute moonshot on the day.
Can you just walk me through what you were feeling when you hit the second home run?
I mean, it was saw the pitch. I came in, put a good swing on it, and then from there, it's just, you know, I felt good off the bat and just watched it fly a little bit, and then the party started in the dugout, so.
Brock, a lot of times they say in a big offensive outburst like this that hitting is contagious. Do you see any truth to that, and how do you feel it improved yourself today?
I mean, I wouldn't say it contagious. I just think momentum helps a little bit too. You know, you see the guys in front of you start to hit, and then gives you more confidence going through the plate. And then everyone starts stringing hits together. Crowd gets into it. All the fans come out and help get into it. The dugout gets into it, and then it's just a lot of fun from there.
Brock, I heard a few fans cheering you on, like rolling their R's, like Brock. Did you hear that from the dugout?
I didn't hear that, but that would be the first time I've heard that one.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I did not hear that.
You see this offensive kind of outburst carrying over in the weekend against Missouri State?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, we're a great offensive team, and we all have the capabilities to put up big offensive numbers. And I think this was a good game to help us get that confidence back and be able to carry that over into the weekend to hopefully get a few wins this weekend.
How do you balance learning several new positions while you're still impressing at the plate?
It's just all about putting in the work. Whenever the team practices are over, it's just getting around to different positions, kind of carrying stuff from position to position, and just being versatile and being coachable and taking all that coaching in and being able to apply it in game.
That'll do it for Talking Hoosier Baseball. We will see you at the BART.